So in the post-Easter, we have one Sunday as Good Shepherd Sunday. And that is this Sunday. And it is traditionally a Sunday where preaching geared towards vocations to the priesthood, religious life. I want to share with you story of four sisters. On March 4th in Yemen, if you can look at, I have the pictures. In Yemen, there was a missionaries of charity, home for the aged and the sick. And in a town called Aden. And sister's been there many years. A year before, ISIS came to Aden. They actually literally won the war in Aden. They destroyed and they made it the city, an ISIS city. But at that time, they did not attack the works of the charity. They left them alone. But after a year, they came back. The city was already in their control, and they came back to the only presence of Christians in that town. And because they had an year of war and violence, including Pope Francis, asked missionaries of charity to leave their mission in Aden and go back to their superior mother house in India. But the sisters said, no, the people need us there. There were five sisters and a chaplain. The sisters said, we are needed there. So we choose to stay, you pray for us. And the chaplain said, we are still fundraising and finishing the building of the church. When we finish it, we will come back. So we don't want to leave the people there. We want to be with them. On March 4th, ISIS came in search of them. And this was Sister Judith from Kenya, Sister Reginette from Rwanda, Sister Marguerite from Rwanda, and Sister Anselm from Bihar, India. Four sisters, they had their mass with their chaplain. Chaplain stayed back in the church to pray, in their chapel to pray. 8 o'clock, they went into the kitchen. They fed the people they are looking after, the aged and the sick. After feeding them, they went for breakfast. Around 8:30, they heard this noise. They are here. Sisters, run. And 12 of the people who helps the sisters, they came looking for the sisters. And behind them, the ISIS men came. And the sisters departed to each side. They left to each side, two by two. They chased Sister Judith and Sister Marguerite first. And they tied them to a tree, beaten them, and then they shot Sister Judith and Marguerite. By this time, another two people, they found Sister Anselm and Sister Reginette. And they, same thing, they caught them, tied them to a tree, shot them on their head. And by this time, Sister Sally was in the freezer room where they keep all their food. And because of the guys shouting, she stayed in the freezer room. Around 10 o'clock, after reaching 8:30, 10 o'clock, they looked for the chaplain. By this time, the chaplain consumed all the host in the chapel. He took away every single articles, religious article. And then finally, while doing that, the ISIS came into the chapel and they took him, and still don't know where he is and what is his whereabouts are. And after that, they left. And there was not much news in any of the newspapers around the world, except in Catholic news and some other Christian countries. There is no greater love than lay down his life for oneself. And Sister Sally, she was so upset that why they didn't kill me. Sally was the superior. But then everyone consoled her, saying, maybe you are remained to tell the story of how the sisters gave their life. They had a choice. An year ago, this is a turbulent, violent place. You can leave, go back to other religious countries. Reminds me of the monks in Algeria who chose to stay in that little town. The French monks who chose to stay against the violence of the terrorist. And eventually, the French monks were killed in Algeria. Why would Christians all around the world accept this kind of martyrdom? This is kind of a suicide, isn't it? Kind of a suicide. Why wouldn't you run away? Why would you say, we will stay with the people, we will look after them, and if we get killed, we will die? I would say, they heard the voice of the shepherd. They heard the voice of the shepherd. It says in the gospel, the sheep that belong to me listen to my voice. And what is the speciality of this voice? When this voice comes, it touches the core of our identity. It says, you are my child. You are my child. The voice of God has a special way. Because it is so merciful, it never stops. So how do we identify the voice of God? The most persistent, the most persevering, the most forgiving, the most longest and never-ending voice is God's voice. The most persistent, the most persevering voice is God's voice. And I experienced this in the last 3 days. I was giving a retreat to some 26 crazy young people. On the first day, I thought, Lord, this is too much for me. They're more like little devils. You know, this is too much. And I never sat in front of Blessed Sacrament like this. And whenever I sat in front of the Blessed Sacrament on the first day, I experienced there is so much restlessness in these guys. Absolutely no way how they are going to receive you, Lord. So because of my inability, I sat in front of the Blessed Sacrament. While I was sitting in front of the Blessed Sacrament, I kept praying this word of God. Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, what do you want me to do? Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. And on the last day, I didn't take them for a praise. I didn't teach them how to do charismatic praise. In my courage, I said, we'll take the cross in the middle. We'll gather the young people. And I sang them a very beautiful jumbie songs. They all danced. Then I said to them, after this dancing song, I'm just going to praise. If you join me, please join me. You know what happened? For almost half an hour, the room was full of praise. And I closed my eyes because I was so shy. I didn't want to see me being embarrassed by myself. So when I opened the eyes, I saw these young people just calling out Jesus' name. They didn't know how to praise. They're somehow praising and getting into the excitement. And I could see in my heart, finally, the shepherd's persistent voice has broken into these little hearts. And now they know they belong to the shepherd. Their identity is clarified. They have this kind of sense and belongingness. I have a home. Imagine I connect with the voice of someone. I have an experience when my first year, I was left alone in a cathedral after one brother's ordination. And I was in the cathedral and everyone left. And there's one old pious lady identified me because of brown and white. Praise the Lord for brown and white. And she said, I know you guys are from Red Hill. I will take you. And the moment she called out to me, I had this hope. Someone knows me in Australia. This is my first year. As soon as I heard the voice, I was sure of something. I get a help and I will reach home. This is what happens to us the moment we can discern the persisting, forgiving call of God. We get very well accommodated into an identity. An identity that I am child. The identity of a home. Identity, God knows me personally. Maybe these sisters, Sister Judith, Reginette, Marguerite, Sister Anselm, they were not afraid to die. Because as we read in the second reading, these are the people who have been through the great persecution, these people. Because they have washed their robes white again in the blood of the Lamb. Now they stand in front of God's throne and serve Him day and night in His sanctuary. They will never hunger. They will never thirst. Neither the sun nor scorching wind will never plague them. Because the Lamb who is at the throne will be their shepherd and will lead them to springs of living water. The biggest gift of God's love can give us is eternity. Once a person catches eternity, then death is a visa granted. The biggest gift of God's love is that you belong to heaven, and until you reach, I will call out your name like a weary, torn, wandering shepherd. Until you reach with me in heaven, whether it is the last minute like the good thief, whether it is like an adulterous woman coming into my feet with guilt, I don't care, I will call out your name. I will break it out. Persisting, forgiving voice until you come, answer it, and belong to heaven. Let us catch on fire with eternity and death will be a visa granted to be with our shepherd. Amen.